I was reading this little story from Spurgeon. It blessed me ever so much, and it challenged me too, but at the beginning of the year. And it's headed, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And Spurgeon says, "The other evening, I was riding home after a heavy day's work." It was presumably, I don't know, maybe on horseback. "And I felt very wearied and so depressed." You think these men of God never get to that point, don't you? But he was very depressed. And he said, "When swiftly and suddenly and as a flash of lightning, this text came to me, 'My grace is sufficient for thee.'" So he said, "When I got home, I looked it up in the original, and at last it came to me in this way: My grace, capital M, capital Y, my grace is sufficient for you." He said, and he said, I should think it is, Lord. And he burst out laughing. And he said, then he thought about, he understood what Abraham felt when he got into holy laughter, because he started to laugh and to laugh and to laugh. And he said, at that point when he started laughing, he said, the thought of unbelief was totally absurd. He said, how could ever anyone not believe God when his grace is sufficient for me? And then he said, it was as if though some little fish in the River Thames that was thirsty and was afraid it was going to drink the river dry, and the Father Thames said to it, "You keep drinking and drinking of my abundant river, you'll never exhaust its supply." And then I thought about the little mouse. He said, in the time of famine, and Joseph said to that little mouse, "Come, cheer up, little mouse, there's plenty in my granaries for you." And then he said, I thought again of the mountain climber saying to himself, "I breathe so many cubic feet of air every year, I fear I shall exhaust the oxygen in the atmosphere." And the earth might say to him, "Breathe away, old man, and fill your lungs with my atmosphere, because my atmosphere is sufficient for you." How much more is God's grace sufficient for us? And what's his grace? His grace is his unmerited favour in everything that we need. So whatever you need this year, you have God's unmerited favour at your disposal. You cannot fail. It's immeasurable. Immeasurable. And he doesn't want you to think it's yours, that you have to do it in your own strength. And he said a little thing. He said, "Little faith will bring your souls to heaven, but great faith will bring heaven to your souls." And I pray that we have greater faith this year, knowing that his grace is sufficient for us. I was thinking of when Paul actually said that, and I think we're at the other end of the spectrum, because Paul was so blessed. He'd had revelation and written 2/3 of the New Testament, and as a result, there were things buffeting him. He was always facing abuse, accidents, opposition. The devil was always in his face, giving him a hard time. And when he cried out and he said, "Lord, deliver me from this, set me free from this," and all God said to him was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength comes into its own when you're weak." Mm. And after that, this is what Paul said: "Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in my weakness. Now I take limitations in my stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. And I think we're at the other end. We don't need to be brought down. We need to be lifted up. We need to know that we can go for big things. We can go for great goals. We can dream dreams. And God will fulfil those dreams because it's His grace that's working in you that's sufficient to fulfil those dreams. But if we don't dream, what's God going to fulfil? If we don't have vision, what's He going to do? We don't need His grace. We don't need His immeasurable strength and power. Come on, folks. God's challenge to me was, what are you going to dream, Grace? What are you going to go for? Because my strength, my grace is sufficient to meet it. Give me a goal and I'll do it, Grace. Give me a goal. Come on, folks. Give God a goal and He'll fulfil it. Praise God, He will. Amen.